At Jenna M. Carter. Are you serious right now? At Marky underscore Mark 82. Wow. Just wow. At Ashley Travels. This is actually so disappointing. At Taylor Reed 659. You built your whole brand on doing good, and this? At Emily Rose 21. Unfollowed. At David L 84.
People got hurt, and you're just silent?
At Kate.and.co. This is why I don't trust influencers anymore. At Ryan underscore Smith.
You had one job.
At Lindsay Ann. The silence is saying everything, TBH.
43 hours without sleep, 3 continents, 4 airports. The state highway wound through the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina in long, patient curves, carrying me through the tail end of an autumn I'd missed from the other side of the equator. Maples gone copper and gold, ridgelines soft with haze. 6 weeks ago, I'd pulled up this same route on my laptop in a rented flat in Auckland and felt something click into place the way things sometimes did. That low hum of yes, this one. I'd found Gibson Hollow through a post by Kella Harmon, the romance novelist with the football player husband, who'd been documenting the town's rebuild after a catastrophic flood. The need was real, the cause was good, and the mountains were beautiful. I'd booked the rental the same afternoon. That was 6 weeks ago, before. I didn't let myself finish the thought. There was a long list of things I wasn't letting myself finish right now, and thinking about before was at the top of it. The plan had been to show up and find the most useful thing I could do, the way I always had, in dozens of countries for going on 6 years. Show up, pay attention, figure out where to point the platform. Except I didn't have a platform anymore. The GPS sent me on a chip-sealed county road up the mountain. My eyes felt like someone had filled them with sand. My body had stopped registering hunger somewhere over the Pacific and moved straight into a kind of hollow, distant nausea. I passed a dozen houses in various states of repair, the fresh lumber and tarped roof lines evidence of the flood and the long climb back from it. Everywhere held the exhaustion of a place still mid-recovery. The rental had promised a wide front porch and a mountain view. I'd imagined sitting out there with tea, figuring out what came next. I was still holding on to that. 36 hours of sleep, a hot shower, and a porch, in that order. Everything else could wait. I focused bleary eyes on the road ahead, searching for a mailbox proclaiming 1837. 1524 flashed by, and I slowed the rental car to a crawl, scanning for driveways among the dense clusters of trees lining both sides of the narrow road. 1701, 1748. I glanced across to the other side of the road and finally spotted 1837 on a mailbox that had lost its battle with rust and was listing hard to one side. Huh. Maybe they'd had a spate of bored teenagers hurling pumpkins at Halloween or something equally destructive. That sort of thing had happened back home in Georgia when I'd been growing up. Idiot teenagers with too much time on the hands, looking for something to entertain themselves in a small town where nothing much ever happened.
You have reached your destination,
the GPS announced in its emotionless drone. I turned into the gravel driveway, which was narrower than I'd expected. Trees pressed close on both sides, branches reaching overhead to form a canopy.